Thank you, Taylor. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hey. It's the best season. I like it. You love it?
Yes.
Amen. I know you have some of the men would like to go to do some last minute shopping. We still have 4 days. And some of you have some business to do. I promise you, I let you out before 2 o'clock. Are we okay with that? No. Today, I want to speak about love. Everybody likes the subject of love. And Mike started it. I said, here goes my message. But Mike is not a thief like Dean and Ken. And thank God, it was a blessing to me, what he said. And today I want to tell you about a love story. I want to read a small verse. And this verse says in John 1:14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. The Word became flesh. The Word is Jesus, is God. And dwelt, he came down amongst us. Let's pray. We thank you for your word. We thank you for that beautiful song. We thank you for the breaking of bread. We thank you for every person who's in attendance here and those who are not here. Lord, we are thankful. We are so thankful. So bless us with your voice, not mine, and your word, not anyone's word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Long time ago in Bethlehem, a baby came into our world to bring peace to all nations. What a change his coming wrought to us. One of the astute Irish historians and essayists once wrote, the 3 short years of the public ministry of Jesus have done more to soften and regenerate humankind than all the moralizing, bear with me, I hope I can spell it right, all the moralizing of all the moralists and all the philosophizing of all the philosophers since the world began. I have 2 words for you. God's love is manifested in his plan for you and for me. God has a plan for you, but God, he has manifested this. And I want to use John 3:16 to begin with. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. And through his son Jesus, he won the world. Do you agree with that? He won the world. The Bible says in Ephesians 5:27 that he, Christ, might present to himself the church in all her glory, having no spot, no wrinkle. This is the church of God. That's what he wants it to be, no spot. In all her glory, no wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be the holy, blameless church. I'm talking about you, not the building. What a plan God had for his people. It's a plan available to all children, a plan that involves past, present, and future. His redemption, past. Everyone who is redeemed, you have been redeemed in the past, amen. His sanctification for now, and his glorification for the future. That's the plan. That's God's plan. What a loving Savior. Remember, I want to talk about his love today. And what a love story. You know, God is love. God is love. And you know why? You ask, why do you love me? Because he can answer, because I am love. I can't give anything but love. And that's our God. Enjoy his love. We're basking in his love. God has loved us in the past, I said, now, and in the future. And God's love for us is not determined by our attractiveness nor performance. Oh, you deserve, Alan deserves my love, I'll give him my love. No. Taylor deserves my love. No, it's not. That's an attractive person. I love him. This is not Jesus. Jesus doesn't look at that. He looks at you as a person he loves. And he says, I came. I came born in a manger because I love you. And God's love is, as we say in our, you know, all-inclusive. All-inclusive. There's a children's chorus I learned long time ago when I was a little guy. Okay. And it says, red and yellow, black and white, all are precious in his sight. No person is so high or so low that he or she is not the object of his love. Jesus loves you and loves me. As we celebrate the birth of Jesus in about 4 days, and as we rush to friends, families, and all to get together, I tell you one thing, this is good, this is beautiful, but let us ask ourselves these questions. Are we prepared to show in our lives a true picture of his love? Are we? Does he see a deep, true love for him, or he sees just seasonal affection? Seasonal affection. When Christmas is over, all, everything is gone. Bring the lights down and everything, and we forget about it and go our way and live our life the way we know it. Is it a matter of affection? Some emotional thing? Is it a holiday to have fun? Are we serious about carrying the good news? The good news of his coming to people we meet on a daily basis? Heaven's message carried by the angel says, behold, I bring you good news of a great joy, which shall be for all people. Do we recognize that we should be the carriers of this heavenly message. Do we recognize Christ on Christmas? Do we really understand the purpose of his coming? Not long ago, a professor of psychology in one of our great universities gave a word suggestion test, and all the class did take the test. Now it says, right after the word Christmas, the first thought that flashes through your mind regarding that day. There were about 40 students there. These were the answers. Tree. He gave them the word Christmas. Some of the answers, tree. Another answer, holly. Another one, mistletoe. Presents. Turkey. Holiday. Carols. And Santa Claus. But no one had written birthday of Jesus. As we celebrate, is he forgotten? And are we sinking in the celebrations? Did we forget about his love? As I believe, as there were no room for him in the inn, there is no room for him today in the celebration of Christmas. We forgot why he came. Another thing I want to bring to you, God's love is manifested in his sacrifice on the cross. Let's face it, ceremonial festivals, dazzling decorations. I like to go and watch them. And I drive with Shelley at night and say, oh, our neighborhood is really lighting up. Yeah. Superb artistic performance. Have you watched some of their TV presentation about Christmas? These things are good to celebrate, but they do not leave a lasting impression. It's passing. Come Thursday, come Friday, it's no more. What lasts is the love of Jesus. This world can only be reached and touched by Christ of the simple gospel, by Christ's love toward each and every person. He is a savior for all the people. That's the message of heaven that was transmitted by the angel. And we should do it. We should do it. If we truly love him, if we truly honor his presence, if we truly honor his condescension, that means his coming, we should preach the love of God. We should witness this about the story of love. God loves us that he sent Jesus. And you know, if we engage in telling the world about this love story, we shall reach every continent like the disciples of old. They have turned the world upside down with the love, true love. Simple, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Question, are we celebrating Jesus' love and his redemption, or we are blinded by the festivities, forgetting the meaning of Christmas? I pray that this simple message, I repeat it, he became flesh and dwelt amongst us. He lived for about 33 years, and here people, when they put the name Christmas, holly jolly, right? That's what they remembered. The students, 40 students, none of them mentioned Jesus Christ. A godly man said, sin is man's tragedy. That's why God came. And Jesus is God's answer. We should make it a challenge this season and throughout the year, during what's left to celebrate Christmas. This should be our challenge. God loves you. Can you preach this word? Can anyone say this word? God loves you. You can open with this. Let's not resign ourselves to the festivities. Shopping, God bless. Giving and receiving gifts. Family gathering together. Decorating the Christmas tree and decorating outside. They're all good. My house has all the, you know, lights I could have. And we have, I love the Christmas tree. I love to light it, turn it off at night. Shelley does it. So I love that. But Christianity is a higher calling. That is good. Christianity is a higher calling. Let us go out and present our Christian life, our Christian beliefs, Christianity, the way it should be presented to the world. That's the challenge. That's how we should celebrate Christmas, enjoying. And do you have the Lord Jesus in your heart? Christmas is taking his coming, believing in him, and taking him as your own Savior, as your own person who came to love you and die for you and die for me. This is when you celebrate Christmas. And if you're not a believer yet, may I ask you to take the Lord Jesus into your heart. Say, Lord, you came and died for me. Allow me to open my heart and have Jesus live in there during this Christmas season. And when you live like this, and you'll never forget it because you got saved on Christmas. Every Christmas that happens, I invite you to do that. I invite you to come to Jesus. Lord, Lord, enter my heart. Let's not forget the primary reason for his coming. And let's remember, this is the story of love. We need to honor him. And the challenge is there any chance before Christmas comes to do something special for the Lord? Ask yourself this. Can I go out and witness what Jesus did in my life? Or only we're waiting for the celebration for Christmas Eve to open the gifts, allow me, or Christmas Day morning. Are we looking at that excitement? Or, which is good. I'm not condemning it. I have the same. But can we go a little bit below, beyond the 25th? Can we do something? I think we have still the chance to do it. I mentioned about 2-3 weeks ago, Sylvia had a book with stories. And I have access to it now. And I read a beautiful story. Actual story. About a young lady who wanted to do something for Jesus on Christmas. And here's the story. Julianne Holland, her name, age 13, wanted to do something special for Jesus at Christmas. She addressed her letter about Jesus to the local post office. It went to the desk of Donald L. Orner. You can check that out. Director of the customer services at the postal center in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Julianne's letter, he opened it and read it. Every Christmas people think about getting presents, getting together with friends, and having a good time because Jesus was born. No. By being born, he let love into the world, let blind people see, 13 years old, let the crippled people walk. So for this Christmas, don't think about your presents, just think about Jesus and all he did, and try to spread the real spirit of Christmas. She signed it and mailed it. Omer, the director of the customer service at the post office, replied to the letter saying, "My dear Julianne, we have no mail route to heaven, but I'm sure that Jesus is aware of what you wrote. He knows our thoughts and our feelings, and your beautiful letter flowed out across all the miles that no mailman could ever travel and touch his heart." Perhaps too, Julianne, some of those who ask for presents are really asking for love. But to know that they are loved, they need some physical object to show it. You said that your letter wouldn't get anywhere, but it touched my heart. Merry Christmas, and may God bless you. The Associated Press relayed Julianne's beautiful letter around the world. The Los Angeles Times featured it on the front page. And that's how Julianne touched the world. It's the love of God. Shall we reciprocate his love a little bit during this Christmas season? A little bit of his love. We can never match it. And do something for him. Show some compassion. Spread his love. And tell the world the purpose of his coming. God bless you. And have a wonderful Christmas season. I'm done, and you're not going to stay till 2 p.m. And I wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a joyous one. Let's bow our heads for prayers. Thank you, Father, for sending your only beloved Son to die on the cross to save us from sin. Set us free. What kind of love is this? It's greater far, as the song says, than anything. And we cannot write about it, sing about it, describe it, witness. We cannot do enough. You love the world. You still love the world. You love us, and you will still love us because God is love. And the Bible says, thank you for that. He loves till the end. There is no ending to your love. We thank you during this Christmas season to show this love. We still have some time to show this love and live to honor his name and praise his holy name amongst us. Bless each and every one and dismiss us, we pray, in his wonderful name, Jesus Christ, our Savior.